sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police.
5:52 now here on Houston's Morning News. Democrats don't seem to care about crime. You care about crime. I care about crime. Our next guest cares about crime. But do Democrats care about crime? Troy Nehls, Congressman Troy Nehls, joins us here on News Radio 740 KTRH. That's a rather simplistic statement to say that Democrats don't care about crime, but is it true?
I believe it is. Good morning, Jimmy and Sarah. Thank you for having me. I believe it is because everything that the left is doing as it relates to protecting the American people, defunding the police, obviously means more crime. And more crime means you have more victims. And who are the victims? Who are the victims of the crimes that are being committed, the increase in crime? It's the poor people in these inner cities. They are the ones that are, they are the victims. And those are the same individuals that the Democrats are trying to reach out to and try to cater to them to bring them into their party. The wrong move by the Democrats, very evident.
You know, it doesn't get publicized, but as more and more people fall victim to crimes, you start seeing a little bit of a turnaround. I mean, here you have a move in Austin to start refunding the police. You're seeing calls from the Seattle mayor to start hiring more police officers. Do you think that ultimately the pendulum's going to swing back?
It will. I believe, Sarah, it will. Even up here in D.C., just over the last couple of days, Mayor Bowser said that she needs to hire, they're going to hire 170 additional police for the D.C. district of D.C. here. So I believe that the Democrats are realizing that this narrative about defunding the police all in what for in the name of social justice, it's backfiring. The people want law enforcement protection. They want to be able to walk around in their neighborhoods and with their children and go down to the little pocket parks. And right now what you're seeing taking place with defunding the police, you're seeing an increase in crime. Austin, their homicide rate has gone up, what, 96% versus last year? And they've cut their budget by a third, over $150 million. So, yes, this is going to crush. This will crush the Democrats.
Well,
in 2022.
It's not just the inner city, it's the suburbs. It's everywhere. The crime is on the increase. And part of the biggest problem here as well, as you only too well know, Congressman Troy Nehls, is that we have prosecutors who are not prosecuting. We have judges who are letting multiple felony PR bonds to just walk free. How long before there's a price to be paid for doing that?
And I don't know how a judge could justify that, quite honestly, to let people out. I mean, think about that. You're going to go out there and murder someone, take someone else's life, and then all of a sudden we're going to release you. These judges make these decisions, releasing you with very little bail or none at all, quite honestly, and then they go out and commit another crime. I almost start thinking we need to start holding the judges accountable for some of those actions. By their poor, poor decision-making, their poor behavior.
Now, I have to ask you this, because Nancy Pelosi is making it a crime now for you to go without a mask in the halls of Congress, in the House. So are you going to wear a mask? Are you going to comply? Or are you going to dare her to arrest you?
Well, Jimmy, I guess, you know what, I do wear my mask. I do wear my mask on the floor. Do I like it? Absolutely not. But I tell you, I have a wife and three kids, and if they start taking thousands of dollars out of my own paycheck, my wife's going to have a cow. So, and that's exactly what they'll do. They'll fine you. Members have lost thousands of dollars out of their own personal, you know, their salary, and I just can't afford to do that. But the sad fact it is this is all partisan. It doesn't happen on the Senate side. They don't even have metal detectors on the Senate side. They're not required to have masks. But we do on the House side. And I was on a testimony yesterday with Transportation Bill, and we were talking about the southern border. I was talking to the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, IG, and I asked him some of the questions about, you know, we're so concerned about masks up here, but down at the border, we're allowing millions, hundreds of thousands of people, if not a million people, come through our southern border, and you don't see a whole lot of masks. You hear what happened in LaJoy, Texas, where there was a migrant family at the Whataburger. They were coughing and sneezing. And they told the law enforcement officer they were released by Border Patrol into this country with COVID. What a shame.
Yeah, well, the double standard exists, but you did a great job there demonstrating how mandates for things like vaccines work. You know, if it hits your pocketbook. Thank you, sir. Congressman Troy Nehls joining us.